Namaste. I'm Ellen Mouton, founder of Ellen Mouton TV Club. Welcome to the fifth dimension with your podcast and newsletter, 5D Metamorphoses. I'm Ellen Mouton, mindfulness teacher specializing in emotional release. To find out more, links are in the description below, or you can visit ellenmoutontv.com. When we change, it's actually a change in consciousness. We integrate a new idea, a new concept, to which we say yes. From path number one, we take path number two. This is called evolving. Are you one of those who think that changing your mind is wrong? Changing your mind every day is an excellent training of the mind. It makes you flexible with others, with what life brings, with yourself. It makes you humble, because nothing is ever taken for granted. Life is an eternal beginning. That's a saying in French. You have the right to change your mind. On the contrary, it's a sign that you're getting closer and closer to who you really are. A little more. Each and every day. Your heart speaks to you. By changing your mind on the concepts imposed by our society, you follow it. Choose to respond to the child within you, who is neither afraid nor doubts. Just living the present moment. Just living the present moment. That is what children do. evolution is the goal of not only mankind, but also that of life. What is cannot be undone. It is already in the past. What can we do? Nothing. We are the ones who change, not what is. So why resist? This is what we have learned. We were told that our physical reality should bend according to ourselves. Because we believe that, we force others to be like us. We produce anger within when we do not obtain the objects of our conditioned material desires. But do we really know who we are? And do we really know what we want? Who is the I who wants? It is I who change my relationship with what is. That determines my level of suffering, which is proportional to my acceptance of what is. We change, not what is. We change, not what is. The mantra is, I'm not that, I am the one because of and through which that is possible. I am the eternal. That represents the physical world, the body, the human illusion. I'm not that, I am the one. Because of and through which that is possible, I am the eternal. Repeat this mantra with me in your head, then stop to meditate silently on it. If thoughts arise, then return to the mantra. You will hear a bell that will mark the end of the meditation. I am not that. I am the one because of and through which that is possible. I am the eternal. I am not that. I am the one because of and through which that is possible. I am the eternal. I am not that. I am the one because of and through which that is possible. I am the eternal. Meditate on this subject and this mantra this week, if you can. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Namaste.